I really can't stay. It's been an awesome evening with the best big brother in the whole wide world, but I really need to get back to the university, especially the sorority house. I gotta go away. Mom and Dad are expecting me to Skype them tonight. They know you're in town on a business trip, and I'm in college now, but you know, I'm still their baby, and it's so cold outside. This evening has been so very nice. You had your taxi swing by the sorority house on the way to your hotel, and we ate downstairs at that fancy restaurant. They didn't even card me when I ordered some wine. Then we came back to your room, and I paid you back for dinner with some joints. Please definitely don't tell Mom and Dad that I smoke pot now. I'm doing so many naughty things now that I'm in college, but I really need to go. Our mother will start to worry, and our father will be pacing the floor. So really, I better scurry. But maybe just a half a drink more? I already opened another little bottle from the fridge in the sweet little hotel room. We can't let it go to waste, can we? The neighbors might start to think something. They gave us a look as we went into your room. They don't know we're brother and sister. They probably think we're going to hook up. Maybe they think I'm some kind of escort. See? What is in this drink? Did I just open another one of those little bottles? God, I'm costing you such a fortune in those things. But it's all going on your company's expense account, right? You're so easy to talk to. Not like other guys. I haven't had a date since I started college. I wish I knew how to end this dry spell I've been having. But I guess that's not a conversation to be having with my brother. Maybe my roommate, although that's complicated on its own. She doesn't think that I should date anyone. Well, except for her. Not that we're dating. Just having sex occasionally. Oh God, did I really admit to that? I am drunk and high. And it's college, and I'm supposed to experiment, right? But enough about your little sister's sex life. I'm fine to get back to campus and sorority row, really. Oh no, don't get me a room for the night. I ought to say no, sir. Your company won't pay for that. I'm going to get back to my dorm room tonight or die trying. At least, I'm going to say that I tried. I really can't stay. But babe, it's cold outside. I didn't realize how cold it has gotten. I simply must go. You're not getting me a room here. The answer is no. Your welcome has been so nice and warm, and so has your hotel room. But my sorority sisters will be suspicious. They saw my brother picking me up at the door, but maybe they don't believe we're really brother and sister. Those girls' minds are vicious. But you know what? They can wait. Maybe just another joint more. And after that, I've got to get home. Say, lend me a coat. I wasn't expecting it to get this cold out. Except you only have one since you're traveling. I guess I can't take that, even though you would give it to me. You've really been grand. But don't you see? There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least, there will be plenty implied. They'll say I made up the part about you being my brother, especially my roommate. She's the type to get jealous. I really can't stay. It can't be that bad outside. Let me check the balcony. Oh, baby, it's cold. Maybe it's cold outside. Okay, maybe if I crash in your room for the night, let the girls think what they want, and I'll text Mom and Dad, let them know I'm staying with you. And they'll probably be relieved that I'm not out there in this weather. What? No, you will not take the couch. This is your room. If anyone is sleeping on the couch, it's me. But you have a really big bed, so I don't think that it's even really necessary. It's not like it would be the first hotel bed we shared. That was always too cheap to get as our own rooms on vacation. Of course, the last time that happened was at least 10 years ago, and Mom and Dad were sleeping on the next bed. On the other hand, you're my brother. If I can't sleep with you, who can I sleep with? And by sleep, I mean really sleep, not screw. I guess that last bit of clarification wasn't necessary. Yes, I'm definitely drunk, but in my defense, I'm also high and very hot. I mean, hot as in it feels really warm in here. Not that I'm physically attractive or cute or anything, although most people seem to think I am. Not that you care, since you're my brother. So I don't know why I brought that up, but it's hot, so I'm taking this dress off because I can't sleep in it. Oh, such a gentleman by turning around. That's why we can share a bed, even at our ages. You start getting undressed for bed too, okay? I'm not watching. Since you're looking away, I'll take off this bra too. Then I hope you don't mind if I borrow this shirt. It will make a nice nightgown for me. There we go. Let me get the light here, and we can crawl into bed. We will get some sleep, and then I can leave first thing in the morning. I guess this cold is supposed to turn around by then. Brr, brr. Speaking of cold, now that I'm not moving around, it's chilly here. Even with your shirt on and the covers on me, I'm chilly. Oh, but you're warm. I can feel your body radiating heat over there. Come on, share that heat with your little sister. Cuddle time. Don't worry, it's not weird. This is as innocent as that time I shared a bed with my roommate because we watched a scary movie together. Oh, except that was a bad example because that was the first time we did lesbian stuff together. Sorry, I know that was too much information, but we were two horny people. We were huddled together like this. And so much contact between our bodies was going on in the bed. We weren't even drunk or high like I am right now. But if I was, it would have started much faster because my inhibitions are falling faster than the temperature. It's a good thing I'm sharing this bed with you and not someone else. Because for any other guy, I would let them do anything right now, even though I'm a virgin. Unless you count the girl on girl. But that never really involved putting anything into my pussy. Sorry, there I go again. You don't want to hear about your little sister's pussy. It would just weird you out if I talk about it like that. Like how my roommate helps me shave it. Because that's the way she likes it. Or how it's getting so wet right now. It's probably because I'm thinking of her and all the naughty stuff we do together. Things like eating each other out or playing with each other's bodies. Oh god, sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I was just thinking about touching her pussy. And my hand just kind of wandered between your legs. Or you definitely don't have a pussy. I felt your cock for a second before you pulled away. But now I don't feel so bad about getting wet because you're hard. Maybe it was something in this pot we smoked, except you're getting harder, and we're not smoking any more pot. I suppose it would help if I stopped touching it, right? To see how hard it was. But you wouldn't be getting excited by your little sister, would you? It makes you nervous each time I touch you, and you move away. That's so funny. But you're harder each time. If you get any harder, he'll explode. And if you move any further away on the bed, he'll fall off. Sorry, I didn't mean to grab onto it. But I was afraid you would fall out of bed. Let me just pull you back over a little. Come in, come over. I mean, if I keep pulling on it, you have to come, right? I mean, come in like move. Not come, like, ejaculate. There I go, saying things that can be taken the wrong way again. But you'd never take a girl in the wrong way, would you? You do everything right. You're probably just as much a gentleman in bed as you're outside of it. I mean, look at us right now. We're in bed together and half naked, and we're not doing anything dirty. Well, except for my hand, which insists on tugging on your cock, even though you've moved closer to the center of the bed again. It's not really a tug, I guess. More back and forth and up and down. I guess this is my first hand job. But like I said before, College is a time for experimentation. Like with being a lesbian or in giving handjobs. But not incest. Because that would be wrong. But a handjob isn't incest, right? Really, incest would be if we fucked your cock in my pussy and not in my eager little hand. So my hand is good, but my pussy would be bad. Well, I mean bad in a moral sense, not in a physical sense. Physically, it would probably feel really good for you to fuck me. I'd probably end up enjoying it too, even if it was my first time. You're so big and hard, and I'm so small and wet. Slipping that cock into my virgin pussy would probably be awesome for you, even if we both knew it was wrong. Oh, but we won't fuck. I trust you. I trust you enough to pull off my panties like this as I stroke you. Because I know you wouldn't try anything even then. I mean, not that I could really stop you. You're so big and strong. If you really wanted to fuck me, you'd be in me already. Forcing that cock in and out of me as I moan underneath you. I'd feel confused and guilty, but I'd probably still be incredibly turned on by you ravaging my young body. But you wouldn't do that to me. I trust you. Even if I pull you on top of me, I know you won't take advantage of the situation. With my legs all spread and your shirt riding up around my waist. Or especially if I pull off the shirt, leaving me naked under you. And now my hand isn't on your cock. It's going all unstimulated when it could have a nice warm pussy wrapped around it. It would be your little sister's pussy. But a pussy is a pussy, right? Even if mine is especially wet right now. Let me show you. Now that your cock is pushed up against it, can you feel my wetness against you? You could probably slip inside me pretty easily, even if I'm a virgin. But you won't. Not that you couldn't, but because you could. I'd just lie here and let it happen. Well, not just lie here. I'd probably end up doing all kinds of little moves to try to make it feel even better. Moving up and down like I'm doing right now, so that the tip of your cock slides up and down my slit, and my hard nipples scratch lightly against your bare chest. I don't feel cold anymore. I feel so warm. And the warmest, hottest part of me is my pussy. Baby, it's so hot inside. Do you want to see? Just a little? Just to warm you up a bit. Let's just put the tip in. Can you feel the heat? You're barely in, so we're not really doing anything. But I can't let you in any further, or I wouldn't be a virgin anymore. But you can't really tell how hot I am. Not from that little taste you're getting. So, okay. You can pop my cherry. But that's as far as you're getting. Oh, yes. Can you feel it now? I felt you take my virginity. Oh, you must be able to feel the heat from my pussy. Around the head of your cock. Especially with how tightly I'm squeezing you. But this is far enough, I mean. Too far, really. But we really... Oh, but we already did it. Now I'm going to take it out. Oh, fuck. Now, don't panic. I might have accidentally put you in all the way inside of me instead of taking you out. Oh, we're pretty much fucking now. Which by extension means incest. With your little sister, in case you forgot who I was. You or I should really take it out now. Like, right now. Although college is a time for sexual experimentation, Oh, I don't think this is really what they had in mind. But if you want to just go with it, oh, I won't mind. Like if you wanted to gently fuck me with that cock of yours. Yes. Oh, yes, exactly like that. I told you I would feel incredible, didn't I? It feels so good to me. I mean, it feels awful that I'm fucking my brother on a purely moral level. Oh, but I'm not going to let that stop me from enjoying it or from wrapping my arms around you and moving after you just like I promised. Oh, meeting your thrusts with my body and squeezing your cock as best as I can with muscles I didn't know I have until now. Finding out about them now. Yes. Oh, yeah. People would have been so right to wonder about us. To neighbors or my sorority sisters. Even if we were brother and sister. Oh, because that didn't keep us from fucking, did it? It should have, but it didn't. Oh, it's the drinks and the pot and the damn cold. If it wasn't so cold outside, we wouldn't be doing this right fucking now. Mom and Dad, oh, if they knew this could happen, they would never have made us sleep together on those trips. So it's their fault, really. Oh, yes. They practically forced us into incest. Really hot. Oh, really hot incest. Are you going to come? Is my pussy going to make your cock come? I want to know. No. No, not so I can tell you to pull out. I wouldn't make you do that. I want the full experience. My first time. And don't you want to come inside me? Would it really matter if I told you it wasn't safe? It wouldn't to me, I mean, it's not safe, and I don't fucking care. Oh, or I do care, in the sense that I want you to come in me more. Please, oh, please, oh, please come in me. Warm me up from the inside with your hot cum in your sister's belly. Oh, if you do make a baby in your baby sister, I won't mind all that much. I just need your cum so much right now. Yes. Oh, yes. So close. Oh, so close. So close to coming right now. And so close to my big brother with his cock deep inside of me. But I want to be close in a way only I can be when I'm filled with your cum. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Shoot it deep inside me while I come for you. Oh. Yeah, I guess I really should have left way back then. Or at least not let you fuck me. And definitely not let you come inside of me. But all of it happened. There's no sense crying over spilt cum. Not that I feel like crying. Kind of the opposite, really. Well, at least if the opposite of crying is fucking some more. Come on, baby. It's cold outside. We gotta keep each other warm all night.